The 21st of November, 2023. My name is Gail, and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 2184. We're talking today about what should a Christian do if they have multiple gifts God has given them, and they are unsure how He wants them to use these gifts, and in what way. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
Title: What should a Christian do if they have multiple gifts God has given them, and they are unsure how He wants them to use these gifts, and in what way? Introduction. Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to today's podcast, where we delve into a thought-provoking question that many Christians face. What should believers do when they find themselves blessed with multiple gifts from God, yet are uncertain about how to employ these gifts in a way that aligns with His will? In this episode, we will explore potential avenues for discernment and discuss key principles to guide Christians on the path of discovering their unique purpose. Understanding God-given gifts. Before we discuss how Christians can discern their purpose amidst multiple gifts, it is essential to recognize the significance of these gifts. The Bible clearly states in Romans chapter 12 verse 6 that we have different gifts, according to the grace given to each of us. Hence, it is vital for believers to understand that their unique talents and abilities are bestowed by God, serving His divine purpose.
Seeking God's guidance.
When confronted with multiple gifts, it is crucial for Christians to prioritize seeking God's guidance through prayer and meditation. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 teaches us to ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. By fostering a personal relationship with God, believers gain clarity on how to best employ their gifts and the particular area of service to which they are called. Discernment through reflection. Another valuable tool in discovering God's will for the use of multiple gifts is self-reflection. Christians should prayerfully evaluate their passions, interests, and experiences to discern where their talents might be most effectively utilized for the glory of God. By reflecting on past instances in which their gifts brought joy and blessing to others, believers can observe patterns that may indicate a specific direction for service. Seeking wise counsel.
When unsure about how to use their gifts, Christians should also seek counsel from mature and trustworthy believers within their faith community. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 14 reminds us that, where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. Seeking guidance from those who exhibit wisdom and discernment can provide valuable insight and help in reaffirming one's calling.
Stepping out in faith.
While seeking God's guidance, reflecting, and seeking wise counsel are all important steps, there comes a time when believers must step out in faith to use their gifts. God often reveals His will to those who are actively engaged in serving Him. By taking small steps of obedience and exploring opportunities to utilize their gifts, Christians will discover doors opening and God's hand at work in their lives.
The importance of flexibility.
When exploring ministry opportunities, it is vital for Christians to remain flexible. God's plans for our lives may not always align with our preconceived notions or desires. Remaining open to His leading allows for growth and unexpected blessings. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 9 assures us, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." Conclusion.
As we conclude, it is imperative to remember that God has a unique purpose for each individual, and the gifts bestowed upon us are intended to be used for His glory. By seeking God's guidance, reflecting on personal experiences, seeking wise counsel, taking steps of faith, and remaining flexible, Christians can navigate the challenge of multiple gifts with confidence. May each of us find fulfillment and joy as we faithfully use our diverse talents to serve God and others. Thank you for joining us on this thought-provoking journey. And until our next podcast, may God bless you abundantly.
This was What Should a Christian Do If They Have Multiple Gifts God Has Given Them, and They Are Unsure How He Wants Them to Use These Gifts, and in What Way? By the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 2184. My name is Gail Sullivan, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do.
Ha ha ha.